So we've walked into a major supermarket. It's one of the largest supermarkets, and we've picked up something called a sourdough, 400 grams. And the first thing that I noticed about this is there's absolutely no reporting of any ingredients on here at all. There's nothing whatsoever. It simply says, for information on ingredients and allergens, please ask a member of staff of the bakery, which we have done. And luckily, he's going to go and fetch that information now. Hello!
What would you like to know?
Do you know how long the fermentation process is for the sourdough?
Oh, you've got a whole book of information here.
Yeah. This tells me everything in...
Everything in the bread?
In the bread.
Okay. Do you need a counter to lean on? Are you okay? Do you want to put it on there? So you've got hundreds of different breads in here.
Yeah.
Sorry, can you say that again?
It all comes in frozen. All we do is bake it off, so it comes in already made for us. It's only on the Taste the Difference range. The rest of it is all handmade. Much better. Come on. Sour, right. Due to several different... What's the old one? No, that is the right
what's
one.
What's the sourdough?
Sourdough.
Oh, yeah, that's it.
Right, so...
Do you want to hold that?
So this is all that it will tell me. It doesn't... I don't actually
Can I have
think
a
it
read
tells
of it?
Yet. I don't think it actually tells you the fermentation time.
Alright, okay. So it's got wheat flour. It's got wheat gluten, rye, and starter culture. It doesn't say how long it's... fermented for, does it?
No.
Do you know any of the enzymes that are in it?
No, unless it...
Just having a look here. Well, it doesn't list anything in here, does it?
It just lists ingredients, allergens...
So it doesn't look like it's got anything too horrible in it, does it? This one. It's got wheat flour, water, wheat and rye sourdough, salt, wheat gluten, yeast, wheat and rye contains wheat flour. Yeah, no, actually, in terms of real bread, that actually looks relatively like an actual sourdough. That's really good.
Do you know where the... You know how you say it comes in frozen? Do you know where that frozen dough is made?
No, you're asking me.
She'll make a good journalist, won't she?
Oh, no, that's a hard question. Normally, I don't know whether it's...
Can I... Can we take a photograph of that? Is that all right?
Yes.
Okay.
Could I just ask you one more question? Which is, what type of yeast would you use? Would it be live or...
Live. Yeah.
Do you have any other sourdough here that is perhaps on the shelves further down there?
More than likely.
Yeah.
Can
you have a look at? I'll just put that one back in its clip. Okay. So where would we find other versions of this? And that's another sourdough, is it?
I'm pretty sure there's a sourdough and a sour bread. A soda bread. So...
I'm looking really is. For it.
Yeah.
Okay.
That one product.
So there's nothing else under here under sourdough. You're one of the better supermarkets. There's a lot of pretenders that are pretending to make it. And that's one of the better ones that I've seen. There's no enzymes, there's no nothing in it. That looks not bad at all. The only thing that's got in it that it shouldn't have is probably... Yeah, but that's not the end of the world because it's already got gluten in. So that's just that's just something in the baking. But we've come across some real shocking stuff.
Have you?
So it isn't sourdough.
Really?
Yeah, so I think Sainsbury's going to get a 10 out of 10 score, aren't they?
Yeah.
Good. Okay. That's what I like to hear.
Thank you.
Cool. Thank you very much.
Thanks for your help.
Have a nice day.
Bye. Bye. I see any others.
Okay.
Yeah. It's all right.
Is it actually
I'm
going to
see what Tesco's puts in there.
Buy it in.